a balas tshuva is going to the mikvah, and she has a tattoo that she's very embarrassed from. Definitely makbir on it. There's not much to do about it. The shayla is the chaytu is nafik. So what's the shayla? So we saw the Gemara says that midaraisa, the only thing that chaytis is dafka a rubai umakbid. Midarabana, the ragoizer by mute hamakbid, and a rubai she'ina makbid. The Gemara says they weren't goizer by a mute she'ina makbid, because that's a zero zero. Lalach lemaisa, we paskin, there are more paskins, that even a mute she'ina makbid, like a chachilo, one should not be tevel with. The shayla doesn't mean something which is chaytis, but you're not makbid. Or it's not even chaytis, the lashon l'shari dur that it brings down, it's something which is not, which is rafur. And it's not even mahuduk. But atu is something which might be mahuduk, the regezer, they said not to. The Taz points out that it's not really gzir, it's not ma'akibidiyev, because then it would be gzir there. The Gemara says that it's not a problem, that we're not gzir. The Yeved, l'chatzila, certainly, we're not able with anything. Now, in Sif, Gimel, and the Pesach Shuvah brings down that it's in throughout the whole Siman, really, there's this suffix. There is Rabbi Yisrael Sharashi. Rabbi Yisrael Sharashi holds, it seems, the Pasha of Chan, Rabbi Yisrael Sharashi is that even something which is not chaytzit, if a person is makbid on it, then it's problematic. What's the reason why? So, l'chor it's Ayli Beimayim. So Kanira, that's really a chilek of Rashi's question, and maybe the way the Beis Yosef learns, that's proof for the machlokes between the two Lashonis and the Gemara, whether or not you need dafka, something which prevents water from getting in, or even something which is doesn't prevent water from getting in, doesn't prevent water from coming. Also, if the person's makbid, maybe it's chesed. How do we pass halacha l'maaso? The Beis Yosef nems on that the Torah passes halacha l'maaso, like Rabbi Yisrael Sharash. Even if it doesn't prevent water, it's still chesed. Rashi in Kama, the Ramah, in a number of places, sort of sounds that way. In Sif Dalet by Cyrus, to Muzavis, it's mashma that if you're makbid on it, even though it doesn't prevent the water, it's still a problem. More so when it comes to the tit lach, the Mechaber says a little bit later, a tit, which is lach, is not chaytit, because it's nimche b'mayim. But yovish, not nimche b'mayim, it's chaytit. Says the Ramah, if she's makbid, then even by tit lach, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? It's nimche b'mayim. Elamai, even if it's nimche b'mayim, nevertheless, and it doesn't prevent the water from coming, it's still tachatito. Yeshemim, we'll have to see when you get there. So Shaila, if that's the case, what's with a tattoo? You're right, a tattoo doesn't prevent the water from coming because the fur is underneath the skin, but it's surely makbid on it. Is this any different than the case of Rabbi Yisrael Sharashi or not? So the truth is that even according to Rabbi Yisrael Sharashi, what's the reason? What's the pshat behind Rabbi Yisrael Sharashi? It's the point of which it says that the pshat is because it says Rachas is Basar of Amai. And anything that you're wearing on top, it's not the normal thing to be there, then you can't reckon it to be considered a Rechitas Basar. Even if Lamais and water could get in, but it's not a Rechitas Basar, there's something on top. The Kolkama that there's something which is not on top, and this is not even Dioi, because this is Mamish underneath the level of the skin. So even if Dioi, which you're makbid on, I know something which doesn't have Chazus, or which you're makbid on, that we'll see later on, that's a Shaila. But something which is Mamish underneath the skin, then even if you're makbid on it, Lechur, there's no Mokim, Lechlal, then we should reckon it to be Chatzitza, and therefore there's no problem with Tefillah. She also had dreadlocks, and there's a question of how to deal with that with regard to. And we're going to leave that for the only time that's really chaytis that we're solving again, that will just be masakim halachas once we're doing it, is one sar that's tied is chaytis, three that are tied together are not chaytis, two is a suffix. Lamaisa, it seems that the Beis Yosef passes, Mechaber passes that two is not chaytis, and Mamela her braided hair or anything like that, which is not mamish tied together or clumped together, shouldn't be a problem. But even clumped together hair seems to be in Sivav, then it is a problem. As it says, Sar Shalisamaka, because of the Zayah, so therefore there's a Kpeda on it. The Chur is only Kpeda if water doesn't get through. We're going to Mechaber, doesn't possibly to tour. And Mamela Lachur, clumped together hair, would also be a problem if it's mamish clumped together in Eifin that the water would not be able to get through. But generally, a woman that has one hair which is tied together, she's not makbid on, even if it is chaytzitz, she's not makbid on it, it's mitzvah makbid, and it wouldn't be makbid in tefillah. But if she is makbid, then lamaisa, it seems that the Mechaber goes, that regardless of whether or not anybody else is makbid, if she's makbid, Today there's a kreda, and it would be chayitz.